Hey there. It's the finale of Interviews with an Anonymous Legend by Eli Depper. We hope you have enjoyed the series, and be sure to check out our other productions at du80208.blogspot.com.
Did you know? Did you know about this?
Know about what? Darling, calm down. What's going on?
I just saw myself.
In a mirror? Have they not been working for you? We're not vampires.
Wait, do vampires exist?
No. It was a joke. So it wasn't in a mirror?
No, it was my real, actual body. It was just walking around without me.
Shit.
You did know. Why didn't you tell me?
That's not how this works, and you know that, darling. That's not how you made me.
Why am I still walking around? Why is my body still around without me? I need this answer. Tell me.
So you do understand how I work.
Tell me.
You're a cautionary tale. You're a manifestation with your original who and what. Where did you think those came from?
I guess I thought I was dead or had just disappeared.
Sorry, but no, you just stopped being that person.
What does that mean for my body?
It'll keep going, I suppose. Going about whatever routine you had before.
What about my friends? Aren't they going to notice?
What are you, darling?
Cautionary tale. Oh.
Yeah, you really threw all of yourself into this, into your investigation, and that led to you losing yourself, losing your body.
You knew I was losing myself. When did you notice? How?
In the beginning, we would always chat a bit before you got around to your questions, but you stopped doing that after a while. You never mentioned anything about your life or what you were doing outside your meetings. You just jumped straight into the questions.
First off, I have never done anything straight in my life.
That's fair. You jumped right into the questions then.
Second, when did I lose my body? Why didn't I see me, her, it, my body? Before? I've gone to my house for a while at the start. I even followed my old routine. Why didn't I see myself, my body?
The day you confronted me about creating me, you mentioned the time came and I was here. I hadn't noticed that you were separated from your body until that point.
And you didn't tell me?
I thought you knew.
How could I possibly know?
I don't know. I've never had a body. I thought it would be really obvious if you went and lost the thing.
Well, it wasn't.
Obviously.
You still haven't answered why I haven't seen it before.
I'm guessing you were merging with it? Bodyjacking? Whenever you get close enough to it that you would have seen it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go for a walk now.
Don't forget your recording thingy.
My what?
The thingy next to you. I can't pick it up because, to be honest, I still don't understand how it actually works, even though you've explained it to me several times now. Which is on me. Maybe next time use visual aids?
I didn't bring that today, and I definitely didn't turn it on.
Did you want to record what we were saying today?
I guess, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Wait, what?
Listen, you wanted to know, to understand, and to have a record of what you found so bad you lost yourself in it. That's your what, so it only makes sense that you would have had some amount of control over ways to create a record.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, well, your what's recording. Mine is answers. Really, we were doomed to create each other from the start, darling.
Interviews with an Anonymous Legend is produced by 80208. The legend is voiced by Ryan Davidson, and the voice of the interviewer is Abigail Scadden. We're always looking for new stories to produce, so feel free to email your work to thedupodcast@gmail.com. Listen to our other works on storylab.du.edu/80208 or du80208.blogspot.com.